Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Looks like one thing we'll be talking about coming up here. Weather changing, and looks like it could be pretty nasty come tomorrow into Wednesday. But we will talk about that. Here's something for you New Orleans parade goers. If you're going over, by the way, happy Lundi Gras to everybody. If you're going over for Fat Tuesday tomorrow, they got some real bad weather moving into the New Orleans area. And what they've done, they've moved the parades on Fat Tuesday up hours because they want to try to get these parades in before the storm really does hit in the CBD in New Orleans. Zulu has been moved to 7 a.m., Rexroll at 9 a.m. So if you're thinking about going over there, just keep this in the back of your mind. Things are moving up so they can try to get in due to the weather conditions in the New Orleans area. Dry, warmer weather today here. Showers moving in tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. Damaging straight-line winds along the potential for tornadoes possible. Yellow flags flying on Pensacola Beach right now. Always swim in a protected area. And what this makes me, reminds me that today, very special guest coming in at 4:50, Dave Greenwood, the water safety director at Pensacola Beach. He'll be talking about the lifeguards hitting the towers this past weekend. Also, it is Rip Current Awareness Week, and we'll talk about that. So Dave Greenwood sliding in about 4:50 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
And with you just now mentioning weather conditions that are upcoming, I'll go ahead and get us our traffic and weather together here. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. We'll start with the weather first. It's 63 degrees right now, low of 56 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 72, partly sunny with some windiness. Tuesday night it's going to get pretty wet. It says severe chances of thunderstorms that night. Now, as for the roads, not too much going on you wouldn't normally expect. We've got some backups at the intersection where Michigan Avenue travels westbound towards Mobile Highway, on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field, and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Okay, interesting day for the markets, the stock markets we're talking about. They ended down after President Trump confirmed that tariffs on Canada and Mexico will go as planned. Here's Fox's Laura Cantner with those numbers.
President Trump confirming that 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada will go into effect Tuesday, as there's no room left to negotiate. Wall Street tanking on the announcement. The Dow ending down 650, the S&P 500 down 105, NASDAQ down 497. President Trump posting on social media Monday that tariffs on agricultural imports will start on April 2nd. And the president and TSMC announcing a $100 billion investment in chip manufacturing plants in the U.S. The investment would bolster President Trump's promise to make the U.S. the AI leader. TSMC is the world's top producer of advanced semiconductors used for AI. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Yes, President Trump says the U.S. stupidly gave away $350 billion to Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, he said former President Biden gave away the funds so Ukraine could fight Russia and got nothing in return. He added that despite the tough rhetoric between himself and President Zelensky, their rare earth mineral deal is still a go. Friday's spat with Trump led to a quick exit of Zelensky from the White House, casting doubt on future U.S. support for Ukraine's defense.
Okay, 4:17, News Radio 92.3. I want to go back to this computer deal that President really was very successful with today. Just to put it back out there for you, a leading maker of computer chips plans to spend tens of billions of dollars on U.S. plants. Great economic hit for the country. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Taiwan Semiconductor Company, or TSMC, will invest $100 billion to build five new chips factories in the U.S.
The most powerful AI chips in the world will be made right here in America.
President Trump says most of the investment will be spent in Arizona and is expected to create 20 to 25,000 jobs and give the U.S. a major advantage in semiconductor production.
Even in terms of national security, to have this large percentage of the chips, semiconductors, and other things that they make.
The Biden administration awarded TSMC a $6.5 billion federal grant as part of the CHIPS and Science Act. At the time, the company committed a $65 billion investment. at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And in about 10 minutes, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Concert of Symphony Spectacular. That's on March 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sanger Theater. Details on that and what you can do to win those tickets, once again, in about 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, here's a programming note for you. President Trump is addressing Congress tomorrow night beginning 7:06. That's Pensacola time. News Radio 92.3 will have live, uninterrupted Fox anchored coverage 7:06 tomorrow night on News Radio 92.3. Boy, you know, you might start thinking about those taxes. You know, I was thinking about it today. Tax deadline is not that far away. So how do you avoid an IRS audit? Jenny Casola has more.
Avoiding an audit can be as simple as filing everything correctly. I'm Jenny Casola with your Fox Business Tax Tip after this.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Simple errors can result in an audit letter from the IRS.
If you got a 1099 for some income and you forgot to include it, the IRS knows that that income was paid to you.
Carl Breedlove, lead tax research analyst with the Tax Institute at H&R Block, says if something looks fraudulent, the IRS will want a closer look. CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin and Associates.
If you don't work with a professional, there may be forms missing.
When in doubt, have a tax professional prepare your return. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada go into effect at midnight. And we've got one Florida economist giving their thoughts on the matter, details on that and more coming up.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Sun Belt Basketball Championship Week in Pensacola at the Bay Center. Enjoy the Fan Fest, cheer teams, and top college games. See visitpensacola.com for the schedule and info. The Pensacola Little Theater's presentation of The Play That Goes Wrong begins Friday night and goes through next week. See PensacolaLittleTheater.com for dates, times, and tickets. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
It's a fact. Pensacola has a homeless crisis. Wondering how to help? Your Leadership Pensacola Class of 2025 is partnering with Family Promise of Escambia County to remodel a three-bedroom home for displaced families. Your support is vital. Cash and in-kind donations will help us complete repairs and provide furnishings to help make this house a home. No donation is too small. Learn more and donate at leapclassproject.org. That's leapclassproject.org. Together, we can make a difference.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday afternoon. Hey, thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Coming up this afternoon, I want to remind you, 5:20, City of Milton has confirmed the appointment of Jennifer Frank as its next PD chief over there. Frank will officially step into the office late April, replacing retiring chief Tony Tindall. Frank becomes the first female police chief in Northwest Florida, 21st in the state. We're going to have and welcome in once again our good friend Ed Spears, Milton City Manager. 5:20 on News Radio 92.3. We'll talk about the new chief process and what they went through to windle down the eventual candidates to the final recipient now of that honor of being PD chief in Milton. You live, are you considered a Milton person?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go. You have a brand new police chief today.
I couldn't be happy.
I know you feel good about that. Politics, I couldn't believe this. I thought we got over this. I was popping in and out of the TV. Did not spend a lot of time on the Oscars. I want to be honest with you. Very transparent.
I didn't watch them.
Click, 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 you know, just kind of popping in and out.
Yeah.
I popped in when I shouldn't have popped in because what it was, politics. On the Oscars, once again, I thought they said they were going to get rid of this stuff in terms of, like, stay with entertainment. Michelle Pollino has the dirty details for you.
The 97th Annual Academy Awards kicked off with host Conan O'Brien literally being birthed out of Demi Moore in a recreation of the Substance's infamous body horror scene. Then his monologue took aim at the tweeting controversy surrounding Emilia Perez trans actress Carla Sofia Gascon.
And Nora uses the F word 479 times. That's three more than the record set by Carla Sofia Gascon's publicist.
During award season, Gascon's past tweets resurfaced, where she called Islam a hotbed of infection for humanity, while Daryl Hannah took the stage to present an award and said, Slava Ukraine, which translated means glory to Ukraine. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, not a ton going on. Got a couple of issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also had an accident reported on Scenic Highway. This is going to be near Creighton Road. However, it's not causing much, if any, backups at this time. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 63 degrees. It's going to be a low of 56 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 59, with some severe thunderstorm chances late Tuesday.
426 News Radio 92.3. Rip Current Awareness, talking about guards in the towers. No, this isn't a movie. This is what's going on Pensacola Beach as we speak right now. And Dave Greenwood, Water Safety Director, will join us at about 20 minutes from right now. We'll talk those topics and a few others to get you all up to speed on beach activities on the island. Congress stands in the way of President Trump and his efforts to kill the penny. Oh, my goodness. Chad Burgum has a story from the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A penny for your thoughts. Should the government eliminate the penny? President Trump wants to do so. But any such plan could hinge on Congress. Through legislation, the late Arizona Congressman Jim Colby and late Arizona Senator John McCain wanted to keep the penny as a coin of the realm. They pushed a bill to maintain the penny, mainly to boost mining in Arizona. The Grand Canyon state produces two-thirds of the nation's copper. Even so, pennies are only covered with copper. They're mostly zinc. But GOP Arizona Representative Dave Schweikert has a bill to temporarily suspend production of both pennies and nickels, and then study if they should keep the penny or cash out. It costs 3.69 cents to make a penny. The government lost $85 million after spending about $117 million to ship 3.17 billion pennies in fiscal year 2024. And if they have trouble figuring out what to do about the penny, perhaps they could flip a coin. And maybe that would make a lot of sense. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
How adorable was that? Oh, my gosh, Chad. All righty. We got a pair of tickets we're giving away here to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's concert of Symphony Spectacular. That's on March 8th in the Sanger Theater. Some composers looked within for inspiration while others looked up. Join us for Gustav Holst's The Planets, evoking the astrological characterizations of our celestial neighbors. All righty. So if you want to win here, like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? If you want to win this pair of tickets, all you got to do is text in. I saw the planet, so I'll just say planets. Text in planets to 850-437-1620. Again, first person to text in to 850-437-1620, the word planets gets that pair of tickets there.
Okay, SS United States in the portable bill this afternoon has made its journey. Do you remember when I superseded these guys when they were making the prediction saying, well, the ship will be entering the Gulf of Mexico sometime on Monday? Mm-hmm. Heck with that. It's already in port, parked very nicely, thank you. Well, it will eventually, as you know, become part of the Destin water scene as an artificial reef. Grinnell Scott has more on the story for us.
It took the SS United States nearly 2 weeks to be towed from Philadelphia to Mobile Bay in Alabama. Many watched the 1,000-foot vessel as it arrived Monday. One of them was Randall Taylor, a former passenger. He said knowing its fate is bittersweet.
We do have emotional ties to it. So seeing it now is saddening to see it be turned into a reef. We all wanted it to be restored, but it wasn't going to happen.
The SSUS will be cleared of anything hazardous to sea life before it's sunk off the Florida coast. A museum and visitor center is also planned on shore near where the liner will rest. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I mentioned this before the break. 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada go into effect at midnight. Florida economist Dr. Ken Johnson thinks this may be a negotiation tactic for Trump to get a trade alliance and better border control from both countries. He says if you haven't locked in a mortgage already, now is the time to do it. And additional taxes on imports of steel and aluminum are set to take effect later this month.
Okay, today is the deadline to register for the April 1st special general election to fill the congressional seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. The election, of course, is open to registered voters of all political parties. If you have a Florida driver's license, you can register online, by the way. Register to vote Florida.gov, and you got to do it, though, prior to 11 o'clock tonight. And it would be probably 10 o'clock, to be safe, Central Time. The 11 o'clock number might be the Tallahassee office in the Eastern time zone. So if you don't want to do it, once again, that address, register to vote, Florida.gov. Do it before 11 o'clock tonight.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is reiterating his plan to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting tomorrow. The president urged companies to move production to the U.S. to avoid the tariffs.
The people in Canada or Mexico, if they're going to build car plants, the people that are doing them are much better off building here, because we have the market. We're the market where they sell the most.
Critics say cost will be passed on to consumers and spark inflation. Investors reacting negatively, with the Dow dropping 649 points, the Nasdaq 497. President Trump says a rare earth minerals deal between the U.S. and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky can still be salvaged. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
But President Trump says Zelensky needs to be more appreciative of what the U.S. has provided so far and be willing to make peace.
It takes two to tango, and you're going to have to make a deal with Russia, and you're going to have to make a deal with Ukraine.
Zelensky is demanding security guarantees before any peace with Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing will pour another $100 billion into bolstering chip manufacturing in the U.S. President Trump announced the investment during a press conference today, calling it a tremendous move by the most powerful company in the world. The new capital brings Taiwan Semi's total investment in the U.S. to $165 billion. Kroger Chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen has resigned after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. The nation's largest grocery chain saying today that McMullen's personal conduct was unrelated to the business, but found the behavior inconsistent with its business ethics policy. Stocks struggled for direction today and finished the session lower, as President Donald Trump said he would go ahead tomorrow with tariffs on Canada and Mexico. The Dow lost more than 640 points. The Nasdaq tumbled nearly 500. Crude oil futures for April under 69 a barrel.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The decision is clear for the Tennessee Titans. You either take Cam Ward with the number one overall pick, or you trade down to either two or three with the Cleveland Browns or New York Giants and still land either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. And one GM told Connor use a trade to move up for the Giants to only cost a swap of first-round picks and then giving two additional third-round picks. And in my opinion, with that return being so minimal, Tennessee should just keep the pick and select the quarterback and Cam Ward at number one. I'm Zach Gelb.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., President Donald Trump will address a joint session of Congress laying out his vision for his administration. 8 years after his first address to Congress, Trump returns, this time pushing a major overhaul of the federal government and its workforce. News Radio 92.3 will have special coverage of the address, followed by the Democratic response from Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin. Hear it live on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Three Pensacola right now. Doggone it, that is the Bee Gees. Chris Brahan, Austin Price, feeling pretty darn good this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I had an amazing time at the Grand Mardi Gras Parade Saturday. Wow, was that fun?
Yeah.
I just had a great time there. It was so nice seeing a lot of people. You know, you get a chance to talk to people, but you don't get a chance to put the face to their voice. And, wow, it was a good time. Thanks for having us. We had I think everybody at ADX had a good time doing this. Let me talk about
it wasn't such a good weekend for the good guys. The weekend actually was another brutal road trip as Roanoke swept Pensacola in a two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers return to home ice in 11 days on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th, matching up against Quad City, puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay City for that. And you don't want to know why they're not here this weekend, right?
Why is that?
Oh, come on. SBC basketball tournament kicking off. They're active down there now, and they'll be in town till next Monday. So make it down. And throughout this week here, we'll be connecting with the good folks at Pensacola Sports, getting you updated in terms of how the tournament's going, what's going on, some of the highlights. We will talk to Ray Palmer and staff sometime this week and make sure that you're well clued in to what's going on with the SBC tournament at the Bay Center. And that's always a real good one. Hey, Austin, NASCAR was back on the circuit of the Americas in Texas on Sunday for the very fifth time.
I was going to say first time.
Yeah, yeah, you rolled me, bud.
For the very fifth time, the first time racing on short tracks. Pretty exciting. Tim McMaster has more.
A week ago in Atlanta, Christopher Bell used overtime to collect his first win of the season. On Sunday in Austin, he took care of things earlier.
Christopher Bell goes back-to-back Super Speedway road course winner.
Courtesy Fox, Bell wins again. He only led 8 of 95 laps, passing Kyle Busch, who led 43 laps with 4 to go. Then he held off Daytona 500 winner William Byron late for the victory. Tyler Reddick was third. With the win, Bell jumps 22 spots into fourth place in the early season standings. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And the Commanders are adding a weapon to their offense. According to ESPN, Washington traded a fifth-round pick to the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday for wide receiver Deebo Samuel. You know, Deebo had been a star in San Francisco. He's such an incredible athlete, but he had seemingly lost some of his luster. So I hope this new start and change of scenery could be good for him, especially on a hopeful team like Washington, because I think a lot of people, Chris, they seem to give up on him after his drift out of the spotlight.
Be darned.
They did him dirty. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, listen. ain't that deep. I think if you're a tennis fan, you don't have to be a tennis fan, but if you've ever seen images and pictures of Serena Williams, mm-hmm. you'll acknowledge the fact that she's a pretty tall lady. Very tall lady, actually. And this makes a lot of sense. Not that she's going to be a player, so don't misread into this. Serena Williams is getting involved now into women's basketball. To what degree? We'll find out. Here's Joe Morgan.
Tennis legend Serena Williams is a new owner of the Toronto Tempo, the league's first Canadian franchise, the organization announced Monday. In a statement, Williams said in part, quote, "This moment is not just about basketball. It is about showcasing the true value and potential of female athletes. I have always said that women's sports are an incredible investment opportunity." Williams, a 23-time Grand Slam singles champion, will play an active role in future jersey designs and joins the ownership group alongside Larry Tannenbaum, chairman of Kilmer Sports Ventures. The Tempo will kick off their first WNBA season in 2026. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the Florida Panthers will be without one of their superstars for the foreseeable future. The Panthers placing forward Matthew Tkachuk on injured reserve. He has missed the last four games after suffering a groin injury in the Four Nations faceoff. The 27-year-old has 22 goals and 35 assists in 52 games this season.
Okay, I kind of felt this after watching the guys on the Fox set for NFL football. It just, I don't know about you, but it kind of looked out of place. Jimmy Johnson just didn't look like he was fitting in with the plans that they've enrolled. And pretty much right on track here, longtime sports commentator Jimmy Johnson announcing his retirement.
Jimmy Johnson is retiring from Fox Sports after being a part of its NFL coverage for 31 years. Johnson, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, announced his retirement Monday while appearing on The Herd with Colin Cowherd, calling his time at Fox Sports, quote, "the most fun I ever had in my career." In a statement, Fox Sports CEO Eric Shank said in part, quote, "Jimmy served as an inspiration to generations of football fans with his legendary swagger, one-of-a-kind inside, and signature humor." Johnson became an NFL analyst following a Hall of Fame coaching career, where he won two Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys after bringing Miami a national championship at the college level. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I'm disappointed that Joe did not mention his hair. That was another staple.
It's held up surprisingly well.
You know what I'm saying? It was always in place.
Yep.
The hair was always there.
Perfect square.
I like Jimmy Johnson. He was good.
And also, Wanted to hit this very quickly here. The Rams keeping their Super Bowl champion signal caller around following trade rumors over the past few weeks. L.A. and quarterback Matthew Stafford came to an agreement on a restructured contract over the weekend that will keep him with the franchise next season. The Rams had given his agent permission to speak to other teams about his trade value, and now the two sides have decided to remain together.
Okay, real quick here. The Cleveland Cavaliers hit a major milestone this season. How about this? Tim McMaster has more for this.
The Cavaliers are the first team to 50 wins in the NBA this season. They snuck past the Blazers 133-129 in overtime without Donovan Mitchell, who had a planned rest day. Cleveland 50-10. After losing to Cleveland Friday, the Celtics avoided their first three-game skid in 2 years, downing Denver 110-103. And on the racetrack, Christopher Bell grabbed his second straight NASCAR Cup win, passing Kyle Busch late at the Circuit of Americas. And Alex Palou held off a late charge from two-time champ Joseph Newgarden to win the first IndyCar race of the year. Palou looking to win his fourth championship in the last 5 years in 2025. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And with wins on Sunday, Texas and South Carolina shared the SEC women's basketball regular season title. And you may think, okay, well, how did they break this tie? Well, they called up Commissioner Greg Sankey and had him flip a coin.
Who was in the room with him when he did that?
I'm not sure. I'm assuming both head coaches and hopefully a camera.
I hope so, too.
But, yeah, he came in, flipped a coin because that's what they had to resort to determine which team would be on the top seed in the tournament. South Carolina won the coin flip and secured the top seed as a result. The tournament begins Wednesday.
Coming up in about 7 minutes, Dave Greenwood, Water Safety Director, Pensacola Beach. He's the skipper of the lifeguards. We're going to be chatting with him about Rip Current Awareness Week. Also, the guards back on the towers this past weekend. They went back up, and we'll talk to him about that process. Because, as you know, during the offseason, we talked about the number of events they had in terms of weeding down the candidates to be new lifeguards. They did
right.
It over the UWF pool and did that. But we'll talk about that process as well. So Dave Greenwood coming up at 4:50 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And, you know, since it's already knocking on the door of 4:45, we'll go ahead and get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of those couple of areas, though, that are looking slightly more severe than usual, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 56 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 72 with a low of 59, but late Tuesday night, we're going to have some inclement weather.
Yeah, why don't we dissect that for the listeners this afternoon, because we're talking about the inclement weather and all the bad stuff coming through. It's not going to be coming through until like 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So it's going to be a late event, and then it's going to blow through here during the overnight hours, and then Wednesday we'll have some residual effects of it hanging around, but then it gets better. But you're going to the brunt of it. But now here's where I get I hope you have access to like a weather radio, of course, to News Radio 92.3 on our app. Make sure you have that in case your power goes off. We'll be there for you. So just keep it on. But the weather is going to get a little dicey, but not until the late hours tomorrow night after 11 o'clock there. Hey, Derek Kaufman has the latest in. He's standing by with the TMZ Breaking News Minute for us.
I'm Derek Kaufman, and this is the TMZ Minute. Casey Anthony, who was acquitted in the highly publicized 2011 trial over the death of her 2-year-old daughter, has launched a new TikTok account as a self-proclaimed legal advocate. Anthony says her legal battles inspired her to help others navigate tricky legal situations, and she's a strong supporter of LGBTQ and women's rights. Hollywood's biggest stars kept the Oscars celebration going Sunday night, flooding after parties like the iconic Vanity Fair bash. Julia Fox turned heads in a barely there mesh dress, Olivia Wilde stunned in sheer Chloe ensemble, and Oscar winner Zoe Saldana proudly carried her trophy. Elton John and Chappell Roan turned his annual Oscars watch party into a star-studded sing-along, performing Pink Pony Club together for a good cause. The legendary musician even donned a pink cowboy hat while belting out Roan's hit, and she later joined him on his classic song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The event, held in support of the Elton John AIDS Foundation, raised funds and awareness for the ongoing fight against the disease. I'm Derek Kaufman, and that was the TMZ Minute.
All righty, just about 4:47 here. We'll take one last quick break, slightly earlier than usual, because we do, of course, have David Greenwood coming up. But in just a couple minutes, we will be ready for that sit down with him and Chris.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Pensacola Opera and Cody Martin tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel for discussion of their upcoming show, Pagliacci, March 14th and 16th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. A reflection of real life, love, jealousy, and a little drama never killed anybody. For tickets, go to PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Glad the weather's starting to warm up around here. You know, just a few days, I think it's like 10 days or something like that, we're going to be changing the times and the clocks. We go into DST, so that will give us a little bit more sunlight on that side. Then I guess a little bit later in the month, we're going to be ready for spring, ready to leap into it. And when you talk about the springtime, you talk about your thought process has to go to Pensacola Beach. And of course, when you think of Pensacola Beach, you think of Dave Greenwood, because he's the skipper of the lifeguards out there, the water safety director. Dave, how you doing this afternoon?
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm doing wonderful after receiving those kind words from you.
That's okay. Listen, we're very appreciative of you having us on here. So real quickly here, tell me about staffing the towers. Let me see. You got 48 returning lifeguards, 26 new hire lifeguards coming into the program. I know we talked about when you did this back in the fall and into the winter, you started holding the candidate tryouts for lifeguards. You did it over at UWF, and I think you did it as far as January. How does that process go? I mean, how many do you get when you do these sessions? How many actual candidates do you get out of that group?
Well, it always varies, but one thing that typically doesn't vary is the success rate of the people doing the physical ability test, the swim run test. Mm-hmm. That's usually about maybe 30% or 40% successfully complete that. But so that's one thing that does remain the same. But we were very fortunate. We had tryouts in December,
right?
December 7th and the 8th. We had two tryouts. Then we had returning lifeguards that were in town on school on Christmas break. they did the returning training. Each year they do 2 days, 16 hours of returning refresher training. They did theirs Thursday and Friday, the 19th and the 20th, 5 days before Christmas. They're preparing for our March 1st, our tower season, which started last Saturday. So there's a lot of moving parts that goes into it. Frequently we get, just recently I've had an email, hey, I'm interested in working out there. And, well, it's not that simple as just coming out and filling out an application. And we say, well, yeah, you're a perfect fit for the job. There's a test that has to be done, and they have to go through the through our personnel process, and they have to pass an oral interview before we select them from our team.
How many candidates do you actually get that are local compared to out-of-town candidates?
I would say almost all of our lifeguards are local. Predominantly, they're students, mm-hmm. and people ask, oh, well, how do you get your lifeguards? And mostly it's by word of mouth, by having a strong organizational culture. You know, they pass it on to their friends who they think might be a good fit out here, and that's, you know, a lot of them know each other.
How important is that, knowing, say, for instance, you've got somebody that has grown up in our area. They know the waters. They know the rip currents. They know where the breaks are. How important is that over somebody that's not familiar with our shoreline?
Very much, because our mission is to educate and protect the public that comes to Pensacola Beach. And we prevent a lot of incidents, you know, from occurring, and that's through education. And by, you know, they understand where the surf breaks are, and before we hire them, some of them have good wave knowledge, but we refine that. And also we give them a better method of using interpersonal skill and communications to pass that knowledge on to somebody from Kentucky or Kentucky. You know, you get on I-65, you can be Kentucky, you know, and maybe 10 hours, or Nashville in 7 hours, and that's predominantly a lot of the visitors we get. They drive down here, and they're going to spend just a few days on the Gulf. And we want to make sure that they have a safe, pleasant stay and come back and visit again.
You're absolutely right. And I learned my basic beach knowledge. Bob West, former director out there, clued me on what was actually happening, you know, in terms of the rip current awareness and how to identify the rip currents, how you should handle it. Real quickly, it is Rip Current Awareness Week. What do you got for my listeners today in terms of safety?
Well, I always tell people initial reactions could be panic. Don't panic. It pulls you out. It does not pull you under. So if you remain... try to remain calm, conserve your energy, conserve your strength, yell for help, and gradually the rip current is going to subside. Not more than 100 yards offshore, typically not more than 100 yards offshore, the rip current will subside, and you can swim in at an angle to the shore. Don't try to swim against the rip current. It's literally a river of water flowing seaward. It flows away from the shore, but once it gets into deeper water, the pull will dissipate and the current will break, and you can swim out of it. Best place to be is right in front of an occupied lifeguard tower.
There you go. Absolutely. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Lifeguards. Listen, buddy, thanks for your time today, and y'all be safe out there.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Dave Greenwood, what a great guy. I remember when he was coming up, Bob West was the big dog out there, and Dave was groomed under Bob. What a team. These guys are better than fish, let me tell you. All right, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you this afternoon.
Yes, just past 4:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on you wouldn't normally expect. Our worst-looking spots are probably going to be on Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Olive Road, and on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's 63 degrees right now, low of 56 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 59. With a rainy Tuesday night.
Quick reminder, President Trump addressing Congress tomorrow night, beginning 7:06 Pensacola time. News Radio 92.3 will have live, uninterrupted Fox-anchored coverage for you. Just as we slide off the air, we'll introduce the President of the United States tomorrow night.
And speaking of reminders, in about 20 minutes, it's going to be around 5:15, I'll be giving away a pair of tickets to The Play That Goes Wrong. It's a production by Pensacola Little Theater. It's from March 7th to March 16th. We've got details on how you can win that coming up once again in about 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Who won this last hour? I forgot the name.
Catherine from Pensacola.
Ah, thanks, Catherine. Appreciate you listening today.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. A man accused of exposing himself to girls in Northern Virginia is now arguing in his defense that he's a transgender. It's okay, man. I'm just a transgender. This is all right.
Yeah, you know, now that you mentioned this, do we have a sound clip for this?
Yes, we do. Roll it.
Well, which one is it?
3936.
Okay, got it.
Richard Cox is accused of indecent exposure to women and girls in several rec center and high school restrooms. The schools have pools that are open to the public after school hours. Cox is charged with being a sex offender in close proximity of children, indecent exposure, and more. Cox is seen on police body camera footage showing ID during arrest.
You could see on my ID that I'm recognized by the Commonwealth of Virginia as female. So exercising my civil rights is not a criminal offense.
Arlington Public Schools said in a statement they do permit pool patrons to use whichever restroom that corresponds to their gender identity. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Anna Nora is the 2025 winner for Best Picture at the 97th Academy Awards. The film was nominated in 6 categories and won in 5 of them. Some other films that were nominated in the Best Picture category were The Brutalist, Conclave, Wicked, and Emilia Perez.
Right, here we go again, Austin. 5 passengers on a United Airlines flight injured last night in severe turbulence. Whew, here we go. CJ Papa has more for it.
The ride was so bumpy for the flight, which left Springfield, Missouri, it did not reach its destination of Houston. Instead, touching down Sunday about 3 hours north in Waco. United Airlines Flight 5690, operated by SkyWest on a CRJ-200 regional jet. A local TV station reported the plane had 31 people on board, 28 of them passengers. Medical personnel treated the passengers, with 5 people sent to the hospital with minor injuries, SkyWest told Fox News Digital. The weather was so bad, at least 3 flights were diverted to Waco. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty.
No thanks from me.
Yeah, you and me both.
I'm taking that bus. Where's that Greyhound bus?
And Hulu says technical issues are to blame for subscribers missing out on the end of Sunday's Academy Awards. This Disney-owned service's stream ended before the Oscars for Best Actress and Best Picture were handed out. Upset viewers posted pictures of their screens on social media, showing a message from Hulu saying the live event had ended.
All right, scampy students preparing to unplug their smartphones this week. Friday is the National Day of Unplugging. ECPS will take the day to unplug and focus on personal interaction. Good luck. This is going to be good. School Superintendent Keith Leonard said the schools are ready and they're going to do it Friday morning.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.